KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A report from a nonprofit group shows nearly 1 in 10 Iowa babies were born preterm this year. That's up from 9.2% last year and is the highest rate in a decade. Plus, the rate is much higher for babies born to black mothers. Stacy Stewart, president of the March of Dimes, says one reason for the disparity is that research shows black women often don't report they feel as respected in healthcare settings.
We have to make sure that the healthcare system is responsive to them, is meeting them where their needs are, and is responding to them in a respectful and responsive way.
The March of Dimes report gave Iowa a C grade. Stewart says premature births are linked to a number of health issues for children.
Often they face lifelong health conditions like cerebral palsy, vision problems, cognitive delays, developmental delays, and other health challenges that are with them for the rest of their lives.
While the state's overall preterm birth rate is 9.9%, it shows the rate is 33% higher for black women. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Friday announced the first flu-related deaths of the 2019-2020 influenza season. They include an older adult person between 61 and 80 years of age from central Iowa and a person between 81 years of age and more in northwest Iowa woman. Both women had underlying conditions or contributing factors. Officials said this week flu activity in Iowa has increased to local spread, indicating the virus is present in Iowa communities. IDPH Medical Director Dr. Caitlin Bedotti said these deaths are an unfortunate reminder that flu can be a serious illness. She said the flu virus does have the potential to cause severe illness and death, especially in the very young, the very old, or those who have underlying health issues. And Bedotti said this is a great time to get the flu vaccine to prevent yourself and your loved ones from becoming sick before flu activity increases further. The CDC recommends that essentially everyone over 6 months of age should receive the flu vaccine. It takes up to 2 weeks after vaccination for the body to achieve full benefit against the flu virus. The flu is a respiratory illness caused by viruses. Symptoms may include fever, headache, tiredness, cough, sore throat, nasal congestion, and body aches. Illness typically lasts 2 to 7 days and often puts healthy people in bed for days. A head-on collision between a 2005 Dodge Grand Caravan and a 1991 Ford F-150 pickup has resulted in one fatality, at least. The Iowa State Patrol says the fiery crash happened around 6:30, 6 p.m. Friday on U.S. Highway 122 near the Mason City Airport. Authorities say a van was traveling westbound in the westbound lane of Highway 122. At the same time, a pickup was traveling in the same lane. The vehicles collided in the left lane of westbound 122. The names of the victims were being withheld pending notification of family, and the accident remains under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday released a report on recent accident investigations. Authorities say that a weather-related accident happened early Monday morning, just after 2 a.m. on eastbound Interstate 80. A 1999 Ford F-350 owned and driven by 33-year-old Joshua Wayne Andrews of Lead, South Dakota, was towing a Volkswagen Jetta on I-80 when Andrews lost control of his pickup. The towed vehicle jackknifed and struck the Ford on both sides. Both vehicles then struck a cable barrier and came to rest facing westbound. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $3,600. And at around 5:50 p.m. on November the 8th, the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident on 650th Street in Cass County. A 2004 Chevy Silverado driven by 50-year-old Cirilo Hernandez Garcia of Marshalltown was pulling out of a driveway and struck a 2009 Chevy owned and driven by 23-year-old Jeremy Robert Albert of Kimbleton. Albert suffered unknown injuries and was transported to the Cass County Hospital by private vehicle. Damage to his vehicle was estimated at $3,000. Garcia's vehicle sustained $4,000 damage. Hernandez Garcia was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through roadway. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Friday issued a report detailing nearly a dozen arrests that have occurred since October 28th. Beginning with the most recent, 33-year-old Anthony Lyle Miller of Atlantic was arrested last Sunday for OWI first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. On November 9th, 27-year-old Kevin Lee Davis of Creston was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. He was later released upon completion of time served. 55-year-old Roger Lee Donner Jr. of Atlantic was arrested November 8th on a district court warrant for probation violation. Donner was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on a $2,000 bond. Cass County deputies arrested 30-year-old Brittany Christina Marie Sampson of Atlantic on November 4th. She was taken into custody on felony charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and a drug tax stamp violation. Sampson was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $30,000 bond. Also on November 4th, 28-year-old Jade Michael Nicholson of Atlantic was arrested on two district court warrants for failure to appear. Nicholson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held Friday and waiting transport to a state correctional facility. And Cass County deputies arrested 26-year-old James Lee Rasmussen of Guthrie Center on November 7th on a warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Rasmussen was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $1,000 bond. You can read about the other arrests in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said on Friday that on November 12th, 24-year-old Javon Joshua Jennings was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 57 months in prison for one count of tampering with a witness and one count of retaliating against a witness. Jennings was also ordered to serve a three-year term of supervised release for each count to run concurrently, followed by a period of incarceration. The sentence was also ordered to be served consecutive to a sentence imposed in a state court in April of this year for a child endangerment causing death and involuntary manslaughter. Authorities say an inmate in the Pottawatomie County Jail had been served with a subpoena by the FBI in April of this year when the inmate informed his family in a telephone conversation and other inmates overheard the conversation. Shortly thereafter, Jennings repeatedly assaulted the inmate that had been served with a subpoena. The case against Jennings was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department, Pott County Sheriff's Office, and the FBI, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Police in Des Moines said Friday that an Omaha man faces multiple charges after he traveled to Des Moines to have sex with an underage girl. Officers investigated a vehicle parked after hours at Ewing Park in Des Moines at around 1:30 a.m. Friday. Authorities say officers found 21-year-old Rodrigo Adolfo Amaya having sex with a 15-year-old female. Amaya jumped out of the car after being confronted by police and took off, leading officers on a short pursuit that ended near Southeast 35th and Evergreen when he struck a curb. Officials say Amaya met the underage girl on social media and traveled to Des Moines to meet and have sex with her. Police said the sex was consensual, but because the teen is underage, Amaya has been charged with third-degree sexual abuse, along with eluding, harassment of a public official, and trespassing. He's currently being held in the Polk County Jail. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a birdhouse workshop next Saturday, November 23rd. The workshop will be held at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina beginning at 9 a.m. All ages are welcome, and during the workshop, you'll learn about making birdhouses. You can also make a birdhouse and take it home afterward for a suggested donation. The suggested donations for House Wren House, $8, Bluebird, $8, and Kestrel House, $10. The event is for people of all ages, and children must be accompanied by an adult. You're asked to pre-register by November 18th by calling 712-769-2372 or email Laura Canning at casscoia.us. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew says mugshots from the county jail will no longer be publicly shown on the jail's website. Drew said the decision was prompted by complaints about the mugshots being shown on a Facebook page called Lock Up Sioux City.
We had nothing to do with it. But what they were doing, they were capturing photos of people that had been arrested.
Andrew says there were distasteful comments being made about the pictures on the site, and that caused some issues with the inmates.
We would find that our jail staff, our supervisors, were dealing with people that were not combative or not resistant until all of a sudden we got to that point of mugshot, because they were on social media and said they didn't want their picture on it. And so we were spending 15, 20 minutes extra tying ourselves up to convince them we don't have nothing to do with it, but this is something that has to be done.
Sheriff Drew said many other counties do not publicly post mugshots of their jail inmates. He says mugshots will still be provided to the local media for their use. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.